1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Jim Sadler is with us. Jim is with the Americans for Moving Forward. Now, you guys are against negativity in the news. Is that what I heard?
So we are an organization of people who are recovering from a variety of substance problems as well as addiction problems. And Americans for Moving Forward believes in America not concentrating on all the negativity, the stuff that has been reported that has made people sad. We encourage them to join us in our campaign, Tell It to the Hand.
And yeah, Tell It to the Hand is a campaign meaning what?
That is a phrase that Americans for Moving Forward came up with. And with the phrase, Tell It to the Hand, it was created by one of our members as we were brainstorming. And basically what it means is don't talk about bad stuff. And we are asking talk show hosts like yourself to join us in our Tell It to the Hand campaign. So we'd like you, Phil Hendry, if you wouldn't mind, to raise your right hand straight out.
Okay.
And just turn your hand out like you're saying stop.
Like in that Supremes video, stop in the name of love, just have the hand out?
Yeah, I never saw the video, but yeah.
Okay, like you're saying stop.
Like you're saying stop. And then say the phrase, tell it to the hand.
Tell it to the hand.
That's right. And that means if people want to talk to you about anthrax or September 11th or any of these bad things, you say, tell it to the hand. You do not allow negativity to intrude into your workspace, into your day.
Okay, so, I mean, it's fine. There's a lot of people that want to talk about September the 11th.
See, right there. I don't want to hear it. Tell it to the hand.
When I say that word, September 11th.
La, ma, la, ma, la. Right. See, in fact, we have a phrase. Where is it? Ha, 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 ma, 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 ha, ha. You're making noise so that no one can hear it.
You don't even want to hear September 11th.
Ma, ma, ha, ha, ma, 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 ha. Yeah. So you don't even hear it, right?
Okay. All right. That's fine. How does hiding from negative news help us?
Hiding from negative... It's not really hiding from negative news. We know the news is there. We're not allowing people around us to talk about it.
And so it's not bad to see it on TV.
It's not bad to see it on TV, but you don't bring it into the workplace and talk about it. You don't bring it into a party or a dinner party or a card game or anything you're having. You say, tell it to the hand. And that is our nationwide campaign, which we kicked off today with a fundraiser in San Diego. And our Tell It to the Hand campaign is moving up the coast through California, and then moving into the interior of the United States, hoping to arrive in New York sometime in the next couple of weeks. Have you ever heard the old phrase, what you don't know can't hurt you?
And obviously.
Well, we firmly believe that.
Americans for Moving Forward, you said, an organization of recovering addicts?
We are all recovering from addictions, many of us. This was founded originally by those of us who are recovering from drug dealing. I was a drug dealer. And when I say a recovering drug dealer, you notice I didn't say a drug user. I was not a drug user, Phil. I was a drug dealer. I dealt something called Rohypnol, which is rope or roofies.
It's a date rape drug.
That is correct. And I can tell you that I made a lot of money dealing rope. We were all addicted to the admittedly sexy power and cash and lifestyle that dealing drugs can give you. I mean, it's very exciting to deal drugs. But I got arrested for, I think it was the seventh time. And I sat there in jail looking to do probably 20 to life. And I realized I needed to peddle something else. I needed to sell something else. And I realized what it was. I needed to peddle positivity. And along with Jim Brewer and Stacy Brown and a few of the others who had dealt drugs with me in New York for some 10 years, we decided to form Americans Moving Forward, and the Tell It to the Hand campaign is well underway. And we're very proud of it, and we're hoping the talk show hosts across America can join us in this.
You were a drug dealer. I've never heard of an organization for recovering drug dealers.
That's what I was...
And it wasn't some kind of a recreational... Rohypnol is a date rape drug.
That is correct, right. And I can tell you, I made a lot of money. You get a guy Puck coming up to you in a club saying he got the rope tonight. And
well, you know, I don't really want to hear about. I don't really want to hear about you dealing that stuff. That gets into the area of rape, you know.
Well, it was all. I mean, some guys dealt coke. I mean, a lot of guys got laid.
But they raped women.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's no worse than some of the guys were dealing coke and some were dealing marijuana. And
you don't think that was any worse?
No, I don't. I mean, what I'm saying, but I don't do it anymore, and I'm not proud of it. I'm tell it to the hand. And
so if we talk about September...
No. See what I'm saying?
Do you know that sounds a little stupid if somebody is to say... Okay, if someone's to say that date or someone is to say... I guess you can't say anthrax.
You can't say any negativity.
All right. or you say tell it to the hand.
Yeah, you don't want to go around going, ha-ha, mama. But you do want to keep that negativity out of the room. So tell it to the hand is great. I'm not proud of my past, Mr. Henry, but I've forgotten it just like we all need to forget the bad day.
Which is the day you don't want me to mention.
The day I don't want you to mention, right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Jim Sadler. He's with Americans Moving Forward, an organization of, among them, recovering drug dealers who want to peddle something else. They're peddling positivity. And their new campaign, which they're taking across the country, Tell It to the Hand, means don't even talk to me about the events of September the 11th.
No.
I have to mention this to the audience, okay?
I would say the bad day or... Because my as long as I'm on the air with you, I have to use the tell it to the hand techniques.
All right. Well, you don't want anybody talking about the bad day back in September.
That is correct.
Or this thing that's happening in Washington right now with people going to the hospital.
That is correct, right. If we just stop talking about it, the bad feelings will turn to positivity. I needed something new to peddle.
Right. You needed something new to sell, and now you're selling... positivity. All right.
So I used to deal drugs, I deal positivity. And people who insist on talking about the bad day or the reason why people are going in the hospital are spiritually sick. They're sick in the soul, and they're to be pitied. And we'll pray for them and hope that there was still a place in heaven for them once all of this is over. But who can know? Is Jeffrey Dahmer in heaven? Is Charles Manson in heaven?
You're comparing people who talk about September... The bad day, you're saying that they are like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, they want to live in negativity, and I think that's wrong. I think it's just patently wrong.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Tina, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I just would like to make a comment, please.
Go ahead, ma'am.
We need to go ahead and be realists and realize what has been done to the country, and you need to go ahead and realize what has done to your fellow human beings by distributing drugs and to the hand issue. I mean, that is so stupid.
Tell it to the hand means don't be talking negativity to me. It's all
I am not talking negativity, but you need to go ahead and sit down, and you need to go ahead and realize what you have done the last 10 years. You may have reaped a great benefit in money and whatever and maybe status, but think about all the human beings, the lives you destroyed.
Well,
and I'm sorry, when bad things happen,
I don't do that anymore.
We need to remember that and learn from those things.
That's right.
And maybe move on positive from that. I give you that. But you know what? I'm sorry. You totally lost all credibility with me.
Why did I lose credibility? I don't deal drugs anymore. I am the Tell It to the Hand program is that we don't want to hear about bad things.
Let me ask you this. What did you do to pay your debt to society? You just raise your hand and you say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Talk to the hand because you know what? I'm doing it no more."
Right? You said you were. You said you were looking at a 20-year to life stretch.
I had a very good attorney, and they had made some wiretaps illegally.
So you never did a day of jail.
I don't think you have to do jail time. I think you just need to say, you know, dealing was fun, but now that's I'm moving on to tell it to the hand.
Let me ask you this. Did
yes.
you do any community service? Do you go out and you work at women's shelters or at places where the families you destroyed, where they have to find refuge? No. You just raise your hand. You know what? A lot of people in Germany raised their hand, and the guy was called Hitler. Okay? He told people what they can say and what they can.
And
look what ended up there.
Tell it to the hand, because you're getting negative.
Yeah, you know what?
You're getting negative.
Tell it to my butt.
Tell it to the hand, because you're being very negative. Very, very, very negative. And I would say that...
You can't. The lady was speaking her mind. You can't just say, tell it to the hand.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Jim Sadler. He is a repentant and now reformed drug dealer who has a program called Tell It to the Hand. If you hear anybody talking about bad stuff like September 11th or anthrax or any... Okay, I got to say this to my audience.
You got to tell it to...
He won't even let me say the bad things because part of their program is to go... Where is it, Mike? Is this it? Ha ha ma 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 ha ha. Say that and tell it to the hand and nobody, you won't have any... He thinks he's dealing now positivity and not roofies. Oh, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm with Jim Sadler from an organization called Americans for Moving Forward. You claim that you came up with the phrase, talk to the hand?
I did not, Phil.
Was it a member of your organization?
It was a member of our organization, Don Spears, who's also a recovering drug dealer, such as myself. And Don, like me, was addicted to the glamour of the drug dealing lifestyle. And we wanted to deal positive vibrations. And it was simply sitting around in a brainstorming meeting one day, and he had come back from a rib joint and was wiping some barbecue sauce off of his hand. And he looked down at it and asked me if it was clean. He held his hand up and he said, "What does it look like?" I said, "You know what you're doing right now?" And he said, "What?" I said, "You're holding your hand up in front of me like you're saying, shut up or stop. And it's almost like you want me to talk to the hand." And he said, "Well, go ahead and tell the hand, is my hand clean?" And I said, "What about tell it to the hand?" And suddenly, as we've been brainstorming this negativity thing, it came to us. Tell it to the hand. Tell it to the hand. And all of that, Phil, came from a very, very simple visit to a rib joint to get barbecued ribs. And he was wiping his hand off.
And he was wiping his hand off. You guys came up with tell it to the hand.
Tell it to the hand. Meaning, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it because on account of its negativity.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Recovering drug dealer Jim Sadler from Americans Moving Forward. Here is Russ. Russ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How are you
yes,
today?
Yes, sir. Fine.
Look, what I don't understand about this talking to the hand is, you know, it seems like a front to cover, you know, a protection against your own inner insecurities. I mean, we all go through life.
You have to be careful not to speak too negatively.
We all go through life and we face these negative events as they occur.
See, what you're doing right now is you're not letting this man say what he wants to say.
He's being very negative.
Actually, I'm being very positive. I mean, we all go through life, and we cannot avoid encountering negative events. We have to address them logically and realistically.
It doesn't make any difference now.
We arrive at positive outcomes. Which we actually grow from.
Oh, will you shut up with the mama?
like I was saying, we actually broke the
Well, is anybody going to be able to issue an opinion here?
No, but he was going on and on and on and on about negativity. And we're all about positivity. See what I mean?
Whatever, man. Here is Sharon on the Phil Hendry Show.
What does whatever mean?
It means whatever. Sharon, go ahead.
Mr. Sadler.
Hold on. What do you mean whatever? Is that negative?
Yeah, I think you're full of crap.
No. Yeah, you're laughing. Good for you. That's the whole point, to get you laughing and to ignore.
No.
But I had you laughing for a minute.
So in other words, when you go, it's to get everybody laughing?
Yes. See, she's laughing.
Because you're being ridiculous. Listen.
No, I'm not.
Quit doing the mama thing.
No,
and just
because
listen.
It makes you laugh and gets you off of the negative. You want to be negative with me, don't you?
Can you not talk for 30 seconds and let me say what I want to say?
Don't you?
Just be quiet for 30 seconds.
30 seconds. All I want to say is that you can plainly talk about dealing date rape drug and talk about...
You
got
to shut up, man, and let her talk.
Exactly. When I hear you say talk about date rape and how much money you made off this drug, that's what I want to do to you is ma. But you can't talk about the tragic thing that affected this entire country. But you can talk about how much you profited off of women in this country being raped. You, my friend, are a hypocrite.
Wait a second. I am no longer dealing Rohypnol.
You don't want to hear September 11th.
See?
Right.
You did that on purpose. You know that
you
I...
Because you can talk about rape. Rape. Plainly. But
the money that I made. The money that I
made. Where did you find this guy?
The money that I made dealing Rohypnol, I now use to help promote positivity.
So the government.
And give me a break. Come on. Talk to the Hand has been around for a long time. You
what
must
a
have
liar.
Been living in a cave.
What a liar you are.
Yeah? Okay, go. You get somebody else's opinion on Talk
no,
on Talk to the Hand.
No, I came up with Talk to the Hand.
You did.
Yes, I did. Sitting in a brainstorming session with
and a barbecue joint, huh? Well, yeah, I beg to differ. I heard that well before tonight.
When did you hear it?
It's only been in part of our pop culture for the past 4 years.
4 years. It was 1994 that Don Spears came into that meeting, had barbecue sauce all over his hand. Yeah, he had jerk sauce on his hand.
Okay, now wait a second. So you're saying that in 1994 you came up with Talk to the Hand?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you have to get somebody else's opinion on this Talk to the Hand. But my basic point is this gentleman is a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. I made a lot
of
money.
That sounded pretty negative to me.
What did?
I don't give a whatever you just said.
I know. I mean, that's... I made a lot of money dealing Rohypnol. There's no doubt about it.
Don't you hear what a lot of these women are saying to you? You sold a drug that men use to rape women.
No.
Oh, will you shut...
No.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, listen to that. You did, man.
No.
You sound like a kid... I had to get rid of him.
Oh,
he's a moron.
What? Where did you find that clown?
The guy's... Ask my producer.
Oh, okay, well, I appreciate it. And that guy he was just unbelievable.
Get him off the air. Now. Am
I on?
One more call, and then you're done. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Kathy in Tampa.
Go ahead, Kathy.
And I just have... a question. Why can't I mention
9/11? Okay, that's...
But what
I
if
thought,
it's in a
no.
positive fact? What if it's my birthday and I want to say 9/11?
He's gone, but not forgotten. 1-800-449-8686. I'm sure 9/11. Guy sounded like he was having an epileptic fit. Well, he might have sounded that way because it was me doing the voice of Jim Sadler during the preceding half-hour bit here on the Phil Hendry Show. That was me. All the people calling in thought he was a real guy. Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Time now for Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And Colleen joins us from her office in Laguna Beach, California. All I got was a fax here, Colleen, about a seminar that you are going to be sponsoring the weekend of the 26th. Is that correct?
That is correct, Phil. We are sponsoring, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is sponsoring a women's retreat and seminar Friday the 26th, 27th, and 28th in the Palm Springs area. And it's a difficult time for all of us. And this is a really, really difficult thing that we're trying to put together. But I think it's time for all American women, especially. Men, yes. But I think it's time for all American women, too. We really need to embrace the possibility, Phil, and I'm just saying the possibility, that for whatever reason we could lose this war with the Taliban, and there will be some decisions for American women to make. Now,
we could lose this war with the Taliban. I'm following. We could lose this war with the Taliban, and there's decisions for American women to make.
Yes, and I don't mean to scare anybody, but I think there are a lot of American women who need information. This will be an information-based seminar, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. We will give out a phone number.
Well, before we give out phone numbers, first of all, the possibility of losing the war with the Taliban means what? You're talking about women.
I really, really am, Phil, and I think that we need to, as American women, be forewarned. Forewarned is forearmed. What will it be like under a Islamic regime? What kind of clothes will we be required?
Well, wait, this is fatalistic and defeatist talk. I mean,
Phil, I believe we still have a constitution which allows me the freedom of speech, and I'd like to continue with what I'm saying.
But this is defeatist talk. You're talking about women preparing to, you hear what I'm saying?
Phil, we cannot refuse to accept the situation. The Russians were defeated by these people. The British were defeated by these people. If the Islamic regime of the Taliban is able to somehow effect an Islamic regime in America, American women need to know what's expected of them.
I think it's extremely defeatist.
I think it's extremely realistic. And I know there are a lot of women out there that understand what I'm talking about. So if you could get your male ego out of the way for a moment so that I can help the thousands of American women listening to you prepare themselves for living under an Islamic regime.
Get my male ego out of the way.
Could I just finish? Because you invited me on your show. I did not call you.
We had a fax.
You invited me. I did not call you.
You are going to be having a seminar in Palm Springs on how American women can accept, what is it?
Training women to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle and the expectation of women under the Islam government.
I just don't know how you can think that way.
Phil, we can't refuse to accept the situation. I am trying to get women ready so we don't start filling body bags. And it's really, really scary for me.
Filling body bags.
That's right. We have to do so many things, Phil. There's a checklist here.
All right, what are the things now you're saying that American women, if we lose and we become an Islamic regime, what are the things they got
to
do?
First of all, we need to get women used to the idea of sharing men. I have a lot of lesbian friends. That is going to obviously be something that is prohibited by the Taliban's. Training with the burqa, the long shroud-like gown, deference to men. So the toughest part is going to be getting women ready for the mindset. This is really difficult for me.
Why even talk about this? Why even accept the possibility of... You've got American women out there. You want them to come to some seminar so they can get ready to learn how to share men, wear a burqa, be deferential to men. And what is this about taking the occasional beating from a man or a rock to the head?
That is the reality. And as American women, we are tough women, and we can adapt to a lot.
Well, you want women to get used to getting beaten by men?
That's what the Islams will want. We need to get along to get along. Have you ever heard that phrase, Phil? Have you ever heard...
Yeah, I've heard the get along to get along. So women in America...
Yes. It is a sad reality. I'm simply saying to all of my sisters out there, there is a way that we can survive under an Islamic regime. And if America loses this war, and God, I hope we don't, but if we do, we need to start thinking about how we can adapt. I'm not saying you'll get beaten, but beatings are legal under the Islams.
And so get ready to take a beating from your husband.
Oh, what? We're not supposed to? We're supposed to go to jail? Are you going to go to jail?
I'm not even considering the possibility of my wife taking a beating from me.
Well, if the Islamic regime takes over, you will be expected to beat your wife and to give her an occasional cane to the ass. And I'm sorry to put it...
I will do no such thing, okay? I will run. I will not live here. I will fight.
Get you. John Wayne, huh?
What do you mean, John Wayne? You're sitting here getting women ready to be... to accept...
An Islamic regime. That's right, Phil. Are you saying that there's no way we could lose?
I'm saying that if, as a country, we stick to it and
Are you saying there's no way we could lose?
I'm not saying there's no way.
Then we have to start drafting this letter to the Taliban leadership, which I have sent your fax on, and we will discuss at our women conference. Now, first of all, we want to get the Taliban leadership. We need to ask guidance in the event that America loses. We want to know just exactly how they want us dressed, what they want.
So, in other words, you're just going to bend right over and wait for the cane even before they apply it. I mean, to me, this is defeatist thinking.
You may call it defeatist. I call it realistic. The men in this country, Phil, I don't know, there's a... I've slept with a lot of them, and they just don't seem to have what it...
Yeah, you don't have any faith. It's not anything about the men in this country being soldiers.
We just need to learn, in the event we lose this war, to be good and humble hosts to our new leadership, the Taliban men. Show them that we are submissive. Yes, show them how good we are in bed. Show them how good we can be in bed. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yes.
That we lose.
Yes. Well, Mr. Talk Show Host?
Well, yeah, I'm the talk show host. I can't believe what I'm hearing. On the weekend of the 26th, you and a bunch of women will go out. Have you got a phone number?
We do have a phone number I'll give later on in the program.
So that all the women listening right now, in the event that we lose to the Taliban and we become an Islamic regime, they can go out and learn how to take a cane to the ass and a rock to the head.
It's not all bad from what I've seen.
Oh, no, that escorted by a man after dark, that's pretty cool stuff. Let me give our phone number out here. It's 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And in the press release, it says, American women need to learn to adapt to the Islamic lifestyle in the event that we lose this war. Bikinis and all traditional forms of dress are out. Lesbians, out. The burqa, in. You've got this whole, what is this?
Entertainment Weekly, when they have what's in, what's out. And so it's just a fun thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Out, bikini. In, the burqa. Out, flower. Look at this. Out, flowers and a walk on the beach. In, a cane to the ass and a rock to the head. Is that romantic?
I'm covering all the bases still. It's kind of fun the way we do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun there, having that little Entertainment Weekly thing.
It's like the Jefferson Tea. What's good, what's bad. You know, I know you don't like me very much right now.
I don't like this defeatist talk. 1-800-449-8686. We are drafting a letter to the Taliban leadership asking guidance in the event that America loses to the Taliban and becomes an Islamic Republic. There are 150 million American women who will not know what to do. How to wear a burqa, how to not go out after dark, how to take the occasional beating. Oh, is this supposed to be funny? And how not to shave our upper lip. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Colleen Kristen Brewster is on the line with me. Yeah, and the name of this feature is Looking on the Bright Side. What is she? Hey, Colleen, I just got a question for you. How's this looking on the bright side?
What?
This whole thing, wait to get taken over by the Islams.
think it's looking on the bright side to be ready, willing, and able to submit to whatever Mueller decides to drag you into a house.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
I'm really, really cute, and I do have a really good body. I tried on a burqa the other day, Phil, that a friend of mine had brought back from the Middle East during Desert Storm. It really is kind of nice because men can't see your body, and they do not ogle you.
You're talking about wearing one of those Islamic burqas so that a man can't see your body. In the possible advent of an Islamic Republic, you want women to be prepared.
You know, for an intelligent man, you're really a little bit stupid. You don't get...
No, I hear what you're saying. You think America could get taken over by the Taliban, become an Islamic Republic, and then all our women are walking around wearing those shrouds. Here is Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. I had to call.
First of all, I'm really cute. I've got a really good body, and I hate men staring at me.
Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I had to call just because of the fact that when I first heard... I thought... I was in Israel. I didn't know where I was. And
Israel? They don't wear that stuff in Israel. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm sorry.
How stupid can you be?
Taliban. My first point is that I don't know if you had grandparents that are alive when you were born or what the deal was, but my grandfather didn't fight in World War II so that you could give up so easily. Second of all,
you have to accept the situation. It's possible that they may want to make you wear a scarf on your head.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I wasn't raised, and I listened to my grandfather's stories, and I wouldn't, by giving up so easily, I'd rather fight for the country, go to war, get drafted as a woman, and fight for this country.
But wait a minute.
My children, let me finish.
Girls can't fight. We don't even know how to make a fist.
Who doesn't? I take Taekwondo, girl, okay? And if you want to be any kind of woman, you better stand up for yourself. And let me tell you something else. One more thing. Let me finish what I'm saying. The other thing is, if I had daughters, I would not raise them to be like this.
That's the spirit, Maria.
You're going to lead this girl into a body bag, Phil.
No, I like listening to Maria. Gives me faith in our American women.
I know not one American woman that would do what you're saying to do. Let me tell you something.
But
I know one that would come to your thing and protest your thing.
That's what you ought to do. Go and protest outside the gates
anyway?
Of it.
I'm not going to say.
I'll tell her. It's going to be in Palm Springs, and when we get the information, we'll announce it.
You're going to mess everything up. You're going to make everything bad.
Yeah, well, I'm going to mess
bad.
You up.
Everything bad.
Have you ever worn a burqa?
No, here's the question.
Burqa.
Do you have grandparents? Do you have a grandfather?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah. What are you talking about?
Did you have a grandfather?
Did you have a grandfather?
Yeah.
Did he fight in World War II? Did he give his life? Did he almost give his life
for
his country?
If he did, he's not going to run around telling people about it.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Then you know what? You don't appreciate
Maria,
people.
If the Islams take over and they want us to wear burqas,
guess what? I'd rather die than give this country to them. My grandfather didn't die.
You're a girl. You can't fight. Girls can't fight.
Girl, I can
women
fight better
can
than
fight.
A man, let me tell you.
Women know how to fight.
But how? Would we slap them? What would we do?
How?
Carry a gun. You know that women...
I can use a gun.
The Israeli army has women in it, okay?
I didn't know about that.
You could pick up a gun.
I mean, you're going to let them take over this country?
Maria, you know as well as I do that when a man wants you, just bend over and spread and wait. It'll be over soon.
What kind of advice is that?
That's advice of someone who wants to be treated like that. That's all there is to it.
That's a coward. That's what that is.
Exactly. That is a coward. I think something is wrong. I think something has happened to her to make her feel this way. Because I know not one woman, one girl, that would take this.
We need to send a telegram to the Taliban and ask us exactly what kind of sexual positions they like, What kind of...
God almighty, listen to you, woman. Listen to you. Stand up like a human being for yourself, for your country. Wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue and have no fear.
Oh,
Bill,
baloney.
She's not an American. She is not an American.
She's full of fear, yeah.
If she had any American blood in her,
all right.
she would fight for this country.
I have Mexican blood, too.
How do you know?
One night a Mexican asked me, do you have any Mexican in you? And I said, no. And he said, you do now. And I said,
well, isn't that funny?
What?
That's a crude joke.
I didn't know.
You know what?
You didn't know, yeah. All right, Maria, I got to run. I got to take another call, Maria, but I thank you for your call. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to just say that whoever this person is that you're talking to, if she thinks for 1 minute that American women are going to stand by and take it or be caned in the ass or whatever
it was, Laura.
Way
to go, Laura.
Insane.
Oh, you've been reading too many comic books. You know that the easiest thing we can do is submit.
I will never
not go out after dark.
Never. I'd rather end up in a body bag.
First of all, the Islam say that we don't have to have jobs. We can stay home.
Who cares what they say?
That's good, though.
Why
good
is that
for who?
Good?
Good for a woman that doesn't want to have a job. What about a woman that does want to have a job?
In time, she'll see it's for the best.
I own my own business, okay?
Me too.
And I can tell you right now, I will never, never submit.
The Islams will not want you to own your own business. They'll kill you.
Tough!
They'll kill you.
Well... then they'll kill me. But you know what? I'll take a few of them with me.
Learn how to take it on top, on bottom, on the knees. We have to save our country. What about our children?
On top, on the bottom, and on the knees. Well, all I can tell you, I hope there's a man in your life who will stand beside you when, somebody's trying to get you to take it on top, on bottom, or on the knees.
I can tell you this. My husband will stand with me.
My boyfriend works at the Four Seasons Hotel in Mexico, so he lives there.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't be here then, would he, when the Taliban takes us over?
Laura, in time you'll see that I'm right. Come to our seminar.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I don't even see why you're getting airtime.
Well, she sent me a...
Yeah, why are you giving me airtime, big boy?
Because you sent me the facts, so we called you up. Here is Marianne. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I think you're doing a disservice to a lot of American women. We ought to get ready for the cane, and instead you're making us think...
Go ahead, Marianne.
Tell them to put the radio on.
Marianne, you need to talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Listen,
Marianne,
I'm
really outraged at this. Marianne, have you ever been hit with a cane in the ass?
That our forefathers died for us to live free or die. I don't know what kind of American will wait for enslavement... and then for you to call for the enslavement of your entire gender.
But wait a minute.
That's not America to me.
We could submit and then later on have a revolution.
Okay, you submit. In fact, you're so ready to submit. Why not pack your bags and head on over there right now?
Because I have a tour group going to Jamaica on the...
Okay, you had your time to talk.
Yeah.
I'm the caller, okay? This is America. America to me is not enslavement. It's not... undignified. I don't know what kind of country you would like to live in. I would rather be dead.
I would rather take a cane to the ass.
Aren't you embarrassed to call yourself an American?
Absolutely. It's good to hear these good, strong women calling in.
I'd rather get paddled to get us all riled up
with a fly swatter
to point fingers at people like you who are not.